I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Heidi, there might be a reason you and I are bad at driving and parking.
What? I'm an excellent parker.
Well, yeah, that's in some ways true because you get a lot of tickets for it.
They give me rewards.
It's not about parking.
They put pieces of paper on my car to thank me for parking.
Those are certificates.
I thought you meant like how your credit card gives you rewards if you do so much.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you got points for every ticket you got, and eventually you got like a free parking spot.
That would be nice.
Well, you get parking tickets because you're parking illegally.
But well, now, too long.
When you did park, though, you did run into some bushes at Red Lobster at times.
I didn't get a certificate for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a ticket, was it last week downtown? Week before?
Okay.
Parking ticket because I stayed a lot longer than I needed to, but it's cheaper than buying.
Well, this is very interesting. Garage. Research shows people who spend their spare time playing driving video games are more dangerous when they get behind a wheel of a real car.
I can see that.
Yeah, and Heidi, I know you like those driving games. I've played with you before.
She's not good at them.
No, well, no.
Well, it's I do like to crash in those because I want to run people over.
She doesn't like to crash. She just can't drive.
Yeah, I know.
I can drive. I drive dangerously and recklessly when I'm racing.
It's more like you just can't stay on the road.
Well, sometimes it depends on how fast I'm going. You're right.
Well, researchers found that players of games like, it could be Grand Theft Auto, it could be Need for Speed. I just bought another Need for Speed. And also Mario Kart. Are likely to take more risk when they are driving. So you got Mario Kart. I'm going to look for that star where I'm invincible and I can run over everybody.
I literally have over a dozen driving games for my PlayStation and all that. Some of them reward you for things like I've got one and I have one called Driver, but there's another one and I can't think of the name of it, but it's like Burn Rubber or something like that.
Okay.
And it rewards you for ramping off a building and jumping through a billboard.
Okay.
You get extra points for that. So then you go get in your car and you're driving around and you drive by a billboard. You're like, man, probably should because this is real life.
Yeah, you'll get points taken off your
license.
Oh,
yeah, you will on your license there. Well, but it's like you're trained to drive crazy on the games, and then you go get in your regular car. And for some people, it's not so hard. You get in a minivan, and you're not really that tempted. But
right. You
get in my Corvette, and you're thinking, I could drive like that in real life.
Well, with me, I've got like an app on my iPad, and the kids have the same app where you're driving your car, and it ramps all over the place. But it gets crashed up, and you push a button, and all the dents come back
right
out.
So, don't I wish.
Boy, I know. Wouldn't that be nice? But we play that all the time on the iPad. But if you are playing these games, you're driving probably more aggressively, they say. You attempt risky passing moves. You run more red lights if you play these games.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I was just curious, like, if this applies to games like driving, are there any other games out there where you would probably act more aggressively?
Yes. Okay. I love Pac-Man, and I've been asked not to come back to Golden Corral. Yes,
because
they don't like the way I use them. Beep, 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 beep.
I'm kind of the same way with Angry Birds.
Okay.
I'll play Angry Birds, and then I'll go outside, and I'm like,
you're angry at the birds?
I'm ready to shoot some birds.
Or pigs.
No, wait a second.
You're shooting pigs. You're killing pigs there.
Oh, no. I'm shooting birds totally different.
Okay.
I think you'd be great at Candy Crush, just candy.
I know.
He gets aggressive with the candy.
You don't have it long enough to crush it.
But, you know, you think about things like Fortnite and some of those first-person shooters, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you go out there, and it's a good thing you're not carrying like a assault rifle with you because you would probably just start unloading on people.
Okay,
and that'd be bad.
You know what I think about, like when I'm playing Super Mario, and I'm more aggressive at wanting to do plumbing around the house and walk down little green pipes.
I thought maybe you banged your head on concrete bricks.
cleaning out my catch drain. I'm very aggressive in that.
Okay, that's stupid.
It was meant to be.
The other ones weren't.
Okay, then how about when I'm Star Wars Legos, when I play that, I'm more aggressive at putting Legos to get.
Yeah.
Lego sets.
And when I play solitaire,
okay,
I'm just lonely.
Yeah. Aww. Sad.
Yeah. You know what? Most people nowadays, even with the apps, don't admit they play solitaire.
I'm asking for a friend.
Okay.
Oh, he's sending out a desperate cry for help. You should put that on one of your online dating profiles. Yeah. It's a picture of you playing solitaire. Looking for someone to play solitaire with.
That would be pitiful, man. That would be so bad.
Is there a solitaire for two?
Sorry, sir. It's just for one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.